Left-wing TikTok star applauds deadly DC shooting, he's a resistance fighter. By Joshua Klein on May 25, 2025. A popular left-wing Gen Z TikTok creator with millions of followers praised the deadly shooting of two Israeli diplomats in the U.S. Capitol, calling the gunman a resistance fighter, joining other far-left groups that have justified, excused, or openly celebrated the attack. On Thursday, social media personality Guy Christensen, known online as Your Favorite Guy, posted a video voicing support for Elias Rodriguez, the man accused of killing two Israeli embassy employees during a private event in Washington, D.C., last week. "I do not condemn the elimination of the Zionist officials," Christensen said in the now-deleted clip, later urging viewers to support Elias's actions and claiming Israel's diplomats are part of a genocide machine. He also insisted the U.S.-designated Islamic terror group Hamas is not a terrorist organization, stating they are resistance fighters instead. Condemning the elimination of the two embassy workers out of fear that the government will crack down on the resistance movement is like condemning Luke Skywalker for blowing up the Death Star because the Empire might crack down on the rebellion, he claimed. "We must instead meet this crackdown with escalation." Christensen had earlier released a video condemning the killings, only to later reverse course. That second video, filmed in front of a Palestinian flag and featuring anti-Israel apparel, was later removed from TikTok and Instagram. Christensen claimed TikTok banned it. The victims, Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Milgram, were attending an event hosted by the American Jewish Committee. Christensen was among a slew of left-wing activists and influencers who either praised the embassy shooting or refused to condemn it, part of a disturbing online trend of aligning with violent anti-Israel actions under the banner of resistance, even as anti-Semitic incidents surge globally. Unity of Fields, a far-left anti-imperialist collective that rebranded in 2024 to spread militant propaganda against the U.S., has openly endorsed violence against Israeli targets and glorified the shooting, calling it an act of solidarity and love for the Palestinian people. The group also circulated a zine based on the alleged shooter's manifesto, titled "Escalate for Gaza, Bring the War Home," featuring prominent gun imagery. The Bronx Anti-War Coalition, a radical New York-based left-wing anti-capitalist group that describes itself as working class, BIPOC-led, and anti-imperialist, called the murders the highest expression of anti-Zionism and posted, "We need more Elias Rodriguez in this world." On Wednesday night, Lischinsky and his soon-to-be fiancée, Milgram, were shot and killed by a gunman yelling "Free Palestine." The incident is being investigated as a targeted act of terrorism motivated by anti-Semitic hatred. President Trump said the killings, rooted in anti-Semitism, must end, now. "Hatred and radicalism have no place in the USA," he added. Lischinsky, a Christian who worked in the political department of the Israeli embassy in Washington, had been a passionate advocate for peace through deterrence and moral clarity. He also had long praised President Donald Trump's leadership, both abroad and at home, as a blueprint for peace and strength, highlighting his refusal to start new wars and crediting him with preserving peace and making the international system more secure by confronting threats such as Iran, China, and ISIS. In a 2020 op-ed, he offered a detailed defense of President Trump's foreign policy legacy, crediting it with reshaping a global order that had grown dangerously complacent in the face of authoritarian threats. In recent months, Lischinsky repeatedly lauded President Trump's leadership amid global crises. After Trump's 2025 inauguration, he called it one of the greatest political comebacks in history, adding that it was a profound privilege to witness it in person. His partner, Milgram, a proud American from Kansas City, was a passionate advocate for Israel who devoted her young life to education, bridge building, and standing tall in her identity. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.